Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Parenting Uncovered podcast. We're so glad you're here. We got a great question today for the parenting quick tip. The question is this: my spouse and I can't get on the same page with parenting. How do we get on the same page? And man, that is such a good question. And we could have written it ourselves a few years ago.
Oh man.
Because
yes.
We were there. In fact, I would say for a season, the toughest thing we were facing in our marriage was this issue. We were just on different pages with parenting.
Definitely. You know, I like to say that Dave's just a lot nicer than me. And and he's like, we got to show them Jesus, and which is so true, obviously.
And he's like, well, Jesus also made a whip and flipped over tables.
I know. I'm like, but they've got to have some discipline.
Which Jesus?
I know.
No, she was right. Jesus is truth and grace. And she was more truth. I was more grace. And
somewhere in the middle was a balanced parent. No, but we really, I remember Dave coming to me. This is when the boys were, I want to say Cooper was probably 12, and then you kind of go down from there. Our boys are about nine and a half years apart from oldest to youngest.
Yeah.
And so we still had some very little ones in the home. And
it's
then
like 12, 10, 5, 2 probably.
Yes. And so very much in the thick of it, like a lot of you listeners out there. So you get it. You know, we're changing diapers, driving them to school, driving them to activities, all the things in between, and also trying to find time for our marriage. And I remember one of our moments, like stressful moments, nothing in particular was said, but I think you could feel my frustration.
I could tell that you were just frustrated with me. And mm-hmm. I got it that I was a cause of stress for you. And I always want to be a cause of stress relief for you. And so when I realized that this issue, that whatever I was doing to parent in a way that made you feel undermined or that made you feel disrespected or... You were frustrated, and I didn't know how to get on the same page. And so I came to you and I was like, listen, I can tell that you're frustrated with me, and I never want that to be the case. And I want us to be on the same page, and I want to have your back. And we seem to be stuck in this area. So let's do this. Let's reach out to a mentor couple, somebody that we both agree on, somebody from church that loves Jesus, loves each other, has raised their kids. They're a little farther ahead than us. They're not perfect, but they seem to be healthy. And let's just invite them over for dinner and tell them why we're inviting them. We want to feed you, but also just ask you parenting questions because we're kind of struggling right now. And just learn from them, because that's how God designed the church, that we could, in a multi-generational way, learn from each other and benefit from each other's wisdom. And I said, there are people who've already gone through what we're going through. Let's learn from them. And so, like, I mean, that's a big reason why we're doing this podcast, is to help people learn from what we've gone through and do interviews with folks who can teach us more things and teach you more things.
Yeah.
We don't have to figure it all out on our own. And once we realize that, there's freedom. So we both agreed on a couple from church, Todd and Stacy, invited them over, and just that conversation put us on a path.
It's a turning point.
It was. It brought so much peace. I mean, it wasn't a magic wand that fixed everything all at once, but it was such an encouraging point in the journey.
It was. And I think what we really needed was someone else who, you know, really had more of an objective view to speak into it.
Yeah.
Because really, I remember Todd and Stacy both asking each of us some really pointed questions in like a loving way, but kind of that we maybe wouldn't have asked each other. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like you against me against you. It wasn't like that. It was just like, hey guys, Ashley, have you ever thought of this? And what do you think about that? And Dave, you know, have you ever thought about doing this? And I just remember it was really, it really did give us perspective. And because they're not related to us, I feel like they were much less biased than like a family member would be. I mean,
yeah.
Some of you out there may, I mean, maybe your family member would be, you know, more, give kind of a chance to both of you to say your piece. But I would say odds are most of the time our family tends to take sides, you know, most families. And so it's good to have somebody not related who can speak into it and not, you know, not kind of carry that along and put you against each other. And so be really careful with who you decide to talk to about this. But I'm telling you, we prayed about Todd and Stacy. God like literally brought the same couple to mind, and we've talked to them since then. I mean, we have a great relationship with them.
Yeah, they're in our corner. You just have people that are in your corner that have permission to ask you how things are going.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes.
And like really ask you how things are going.
Right.
And I'm so thankful for that. I mean, like Ashley said, I mean, I'm thankful for our families too, but it's hard within family to get that person that really has both of your interests at heart equally. Even if they think they do and say they do, they're probably going to be a little biased.
Yes. Yes.
But you find that couple, find those mentors that love you both and have no agenda other than wanting to see you succeed, and then listen to them, you know, be humble enough to listen and learn.
Exactly. And I want to say this too. We have to remember that we're all on the same team. Like we're either going to win together or we're going to lose together. And like during that season, it wasn't like we were yelling at each other or anything like that, but I think we both had very different expectations for the children, and we had very different expectations for and ideas of what we thought discipline should look like. And we hadn't really necessarily verbalized that.
Yeah.
And I think having that meeting with Todd and Stacy, and it led to us having more times where we sat down with each other and we said, okay, how do we want to discipline these kids? Like, how do we want to discipline them? Because I think I had read some books and you'd probably read some books, and we just had these different ideas that we needed to decide, okay, you know, there's all these different theories on how we need to parent kids, but what do we feel like God is calling us to? You know, our families have different ideas. All these books have different ideas, but we, you know, God gave us these four boys, and how does he want us to parent these four boys? And I think that we realized we had to be a united front. Like we could never let the kids, you know, pin us against each other, which they definitely would try to do. And I remember back in those days, I was like the no woman and you were the yes man. And they knew that. And it was so like,
I got tougher. And also, you know, we both agree, like if either of us says no, the answer is no.
Exactly.
And so, and the kids know that. Like if they ask one of us something they've already asked the other, then they're in trouble.
And they're going to be in big trouble. And a lot of times too, I'll say, well, what did dad say? Or you'll say, what did mom say? And they're like, you always say that. And I'm like, because it's going to be together, you know? Yeah. And that, I think once we got down to being a united front and having each other's back, you know, I think sometimes without even realizing it, we will end up in this like unspoken war of who the better parent is. I've seen this. Okay. I've seen this happen with couples, and it's like, oh, the kids listen better to me, or, oh, the kids want to hug me more and all this kind of stuff. And I remember for me personally, I felt like, well, they love Dave more because he's more fun. And I, you know, but I felt like I had to be the hammer and like do the roles. And so we just felt like neither one of us was winning. And so when we had that meeting, it was like, okay, we're going to win together. We're going to be on the same page. We're going to come up with, you know, and agree on what the house rules are. And it really helped us to feel like we're a team, you know?
Yeah, and you are. Like she said earlier, you're going to win together or lose together.
Yeah.
You have to have that mentality that you are, you're unified.
And it brought so much more peace to our home. And it's not like it's been perfect, but just knowing that we have each other's back and we're both together raising these kids and we've agreed on how we're going to discipline them, it has brought so much more peace. Don't you think, sweetie? I mean, it's been 100%. Like a game changer.
No, I think, and we've still got a lot to learn, but I feel like we are in such a sweet season and rhythm, and expectations are clear, and you know, we're all speaking the same language. And yeah, I'm thankful for that. But you know, it was a process to get there.
It was
a long and messy process. But so if you feel like you're earlier in the process, man, we feel you. We have felt like we're the freak show before, you know, we walk in someplace and heads turned. We have been there countless times. So, yeah, don't feel judged or anything, especially not by us.
No.
But we're so glad that you're here investing this time to grow in your parenting. That's an investment that I believe God's going to honor. And so thank you. Thank you for being on this journey with us. We just appreciate you being part of this online community. So do us a favor. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast as we're still new, still getting the word out. And let other people know. Feel free to share these episodes on social media. And write us on Instagram. Let us know what topics you want to see covered. Not just questions that you want answered, but what future topics or future interviews do you want to see covered? Because we want to build this podcast around what's going to be most meaningful to you.
Thanks so much for joining us, and we will see you next week.